Hey gang, welcome back to Zero Carb Journal, episode 19 today. So it's a Tuesday, it's afternoon, it's coming up on 2 o'clock, and my schedule's all mixed up, and I'm all a little bit scattered as usual, I guess, but I just thought I'd get this one done on the heels of my weekend away and try and get caught up because it'll be next weekend when I get to do another one. So I figured I'd just bang one out real quick. So it's probably not going to be very long, but I wanted to give you guys an update and talk about my trip and how that went with my zero carb experience and all that. So yeah, welcome back, you guys. I've had a great week, I guess, since the last one, and a great weekend away. I'm a little sick. I did get sick. I've been holed up here as a hermit in my little tiny town, in my little shack, and I've been seeing people working on the boats, but pretty much I'm usually pretty isolated. So I did. I took my trip with my friend, and I went to San Diego, and I surfed for the weekend, and it was amazing. But, of course, the airplane and, you know, staying with my friends, sleeping in the kids' room, and then just surfing in the ocean down there, that always makes me nervous looking up at all the people and thinking about all the stuff washing down off the hills. And, you know, I can usually feel the back of my throat burning and when I'm in the water out there after a little while. And yeah, I got a little flu or something. I came home and I've been pretty feverish, actually. I had a pretty rough night, Sunday night. And yesterday I tried to go into work and then I came home, to be honest, and I napped and just rested up. I was really pretty sick, more sick than I've been in a while, which is interesting. You know, I like to say I don't get sick, and of course I do, we all do, but it's been a long stretch, and I'm feeling way better already. I'll be snuffling a little bit through this, and my voice is a little hoarse, but no big deal. Anyways, let's see, left you off last week, went through the week, had a great week at work. I don't remember much about that or if there's much to tell you. I just kind of stayed the course with my diet, meat and some fish. And then on Friday, I took the day off work and I got up early and headed out to meet my friend. He picked me up across the ferry and we went to the airport and got on a plane and went to San Diego. We stayed in Ocean Beach and we surfed our butts off. And it was wonderful, you guys. It was so great. And it was great for a lot of reasons. And most of them had to do with zero carb and my, you know, last few years and all that. So I'll go into that here because that's really what I wanted to share while it's fresh with me. So yeah, you know, I've been pretty well holed up here. And for a long time, you know, when I first started feeling sick and changed my diet, at the time I was eating this specific carbohydrate diet, I think I've told you that, and it's fairly restrictive. It's meat and fruit and yogurt and some other stuff I'm probably forgetting, but that's the basic gist of it. But you know, I really didn't ever feel like I could go anywhere or eat anything. And I've talked about this before, whereas now I feel like I can go out and usually find food anywhere. Although I don't usually do that because, I do tend to deteriorate if I do that on a regular basis, just from whatever else there might be on the grill or whatever, probably seasonings and stuff like that. So I don't tend to do that very much, but we went traveling and I have to admit, I was more than a little anxious. I would say I don't know about extremely anxious, but I was pretty darn nervous about traveling and if I was going to be able to eat and how that was going to go. And we flew out on Friday night and we were coming back Sunday afternoon. And honestly, my thought process was, well, I could make it without eating. I could just fast, which, you know, that's not that great. I don't want to do that. So, hey, kitty, get out of here. Go on, out, no,
out.
Sorry, I chased the cat out. I got the door open because it's such a beautiful day out there. So, at any rate, I was anxious, absolutely. I was nervous about how I was going to eat or, you know, what I was going to eat, how if I was going to be able to find food on the road. The travel day had me concerned. I had to leave here at about 8 in the morning, and it takes me hours to get to the ferry and then hours, you know, maybe not that long, but, you know, a little ways to the airport and waiting around and flying down there. And, you know, we didn't get there until after dinner time for me, so I was concerned. I didn't want to eat first thing in the morning. I don't usually do that. I'm not hungry, and I wasn't sure how I was going to do it. So I ate quite a bit on Thursday night, and then I thought about bringing food with me, but I didn't. I just said, I'm just going to go for it. So I drive a little electric car, and I had to go a long ways. So I had to, one of the reasons the trip took so long is I wanted to get to the ferry terminal and charge the car fully so I would have it ready to go when I came home, because we were coming home late Sunday night. So I got there to Bainbridge and to Winslow there, and I found a place to charge the car, and I parked it, and I knew it would be a few hours. So I went and found some food, and I went to a little diner, kind of your classic diner with all the stainless trim and everything. And of course, I was able to get a la carte patties, and I think they were $3 a patty. And so I had, I think, three of them that first day, that first meal on Friday. It was sort of lunchtime. And that was great. They were delicious, and I felt great. And I was pleased that it was so easy. I knew it was. I've done, you know, enough of that around here, but you never know, going to somewhere new. And that got me on the plane, and I felt great. And it was fun to, you know, my friend picked me up, and he's my oldest friend. Not oldest, we're the same age, but we've been best buddies since we were in first grade, and we have lost touch and gotten back in touch and lost touch and gone back in touch, but he's really good about keeping in touch with me, and he tries hard not to let me get away, even though I'm not the best at keeping in touch, what with no Facebook and all. So he is pretty dang successful with his business, and he has lots of air miles, so he always sets up these trips, and we go stay at his sister and brother-in-law's place. And so it was awesome to see him. He picked me up, and we headed to the airport. And of course, then on the airplane, he's eating the snacks, and he's having, you know, cocktails. And I had to tell him, he didn't know. I mean, we talked a little bit about what I'd gone through here in the past, but he was like, so you fixed it with diet, so what do you do? And so I let him know, you know, what I was up to, and that I wasn't drinking at all. And so he did all the drinking for both of us on the trip, and it was great. It was fine. And so that was our first, you know, sort of break into that on the airplane, and it was great. We just jabbered like old maids in there. We just were just great to, it was great to catch up and to see him and hang out. And we landed there, and we took a cab into town and got to our place, and we went out to find some food, and we went to a bar that was like a barbecue bar, and he got a full barbecue plate, and I went to the counter and asked if I could order a la carte patties. And this place was a little tricky. The guy didn't know, but he was really accommodating. He looked all through the menu or all through the point of sale software to find to see if they had a button there for a la carte patties, and they didn't. And he went and asked, and you know, he came back, he got a BS response from the manager. I guess we don't charge for the toppings in the bun, we just charge for the patties, so it's, you know, it's just about the same price. He goes, well, I'll give you a deal, it's $6 for a patty. So you know, no big deal. I was just on vacation, and I went ahead and got four of them. So that was an expensive meal for a zero carb patties, just four patties for $24. And they came out, and they were just not covered. I mean, they didn't put anything on them, but they obviously cooked them on the same grill, and they were swimming in sort of like what tasted like mixed grease, and I could taste the barbecue stuff all over them from all the other stuff that was being cooked. And I went and got my water and it was out of a soda fountain where the little water lever is on one of the drinks, and so my water tasted like soda and my meat tasted like everything but hamburger. And so I was a little nervous, but it was fine. You know, the burgers, I definitely felt a little weird. I didn't even finish them all four. I ate three and a half, and I was like, I should stop. Hopefully I won't get sick. And we got back to the house, and I definitely had some rumblings and probably could have used the bathroom, but I didn't. And, you know, not the best experience, but not terrible. It was fine. And I woke up the next morning feeling fine. It was great. So that was a learning process, and you know, he was like, wow, that's expensive way to eat. And I was like, well, I wouldn't do this normally. And you know, I we would go and find somewhere where they're more like, you know, $1.50 to $3 seems reasonable, and, you know, whatever. So that was the first night, and then the next morning we woke up, we went for a surf, and it was great. Yeah, it was so fun, you guys. It was so good to be out in the water, in the sun, with my buddy, and down there just with even with people all around. I enjoyed that, which is very strange for me, but I enjoyed being well enough, you know, to get out and be out in the world, and I appreciated it very much. I was very thankful to have the opportunity and be well enough to do that. So I was out there in the water just saying my thanks and so stoked. So we got done surfing and we worked up an appetite, headed back into town, and we went to a little brewery. And they had a la carte patties, and I asked the waitress there, and they were $3. And so I got 3 or 4, I don't remember, and I went a little wild on my vacation since I wasn't drinking. You know, he's getting beers, and I got bacon. I got a side of bacon. And, oh, you guys, it was so good. I haven't been eating bacon. I don't think I've had bacon for 6 or 8 months. And it was delicious. And my burgers were delicious. It was all great. And I felt awesome. I felt awesome right after I ate, and I felt great all day. So no qualms. You know, I had eaten bacon before, and I had felt like it had had negative an impact on my health. But I had usually added it back in at the time when I was eating eggs. And as I've told you just in the last few weeks, I've sort of determined that eggs seem like they're really a trigger for me to start having urgency and using the bathroom more often during the day. And so I don't know if it's all bacon or just they had good bacon, or I don't know what the deal is, but I went back the next day and did it again, and I felt great again. So that was great. So anyway, Saturday did that, and then Saturday night we went and surfed again. We had a great surf session, drove around and enjoyed, you know, California. And we went out and he wanted a steak, and so we went to a place that was a little bit more upscale, a little nicer spot. And he got a steak, and, you know, I would have loved to have gotten a steak, but in this case, I needed to fill myself up. And so as I told him, you know, I couldn't, order the salmon or the steak, 'cause I'm just going to get 8 ounces and I'm going to still be hungry, and they probably would just be a $25 plate or whatever, and with no food for me. So I ate, that was the cat getting kicked out of here again. She doesn't come inside. Sorry, cat lovers. So I ordered burgers. I asked them if they would do patties, and they did. And the waitress said, oh, $5 or $6 for a patty. And of course, this was a little more upscale place. Their burgers were $15 or something like that. So I ordered, I think, 2 of them or 3 of them. And they came on a bed of cabbage. Most of those, as you get higher in the category of restaurants, it seems like the more difficult it is for the chefs to leave the garnish off of the plate. They just, it's too ugly. They can't send it out that way. It's been my experience. So no big deal. I just sort of moved the cabbage to the side and ate my patties. They were delicious. There was definitely a difference in quality of, I don't know if they were, you know, made them at home or made them themselves in the restaurant or whatever, but they were fantastic. So I really enjoyed that meal. That what's interesting, though, is that day and the Friday before, you know, that Friday and Saturday, you know, I probably ate, I mean, maybe 2 pounds each day. So far less than I usually eat. But I was okay. I didn't feel terribly hungry. I knew I wasn't eating enough. But it was fine. So that was interesting. If I was going long term, I would probably have sought out an In-N-Out or a fast food place of some sort and just, you know, loaded up on some patties at some point every day or every few days and sort of got myself caught back up. But I didn't. I just, you know, ate that smaller amount, and that was okay. And so then Sunday morning we woke up and we went for a surf early. We were flying out at 1 or something. And so we just went back to that brew pub and I got my 4 patties and bacon again. And it was awesome. And so that was pretty cool. You know, $3 in a restaurant for patties, 4 of them was $16, right? No, $12. 4 times 3, I can do that. So that was $12 plus the side of bacon was $4. So there's the 16. And I thought that was absolutely reasonable. And four patties with bacon was actually, I think, probably enough for a meal. And I thought that was totally fair. And it gave me a lot of confidence in traveling around and going places and finding food. So that was, it was wonderful, you guys. It was so good to experience that, to get out of my shell, to get over my anxiety, to be out in the world again. It felt amazing. And so I'm so thankful for the opportunity. I was so thankful and stoked to spend time with my old friend. And as always, it just feels like we never left off. We just jabber. And it was great. It was so good, you guys. So came home, had a long trip home. I got home late. I was really under the weather, feeling sick. You know, I just plain overdid it. I knew it. My buddy has a lot of stamina. He goes pretty hard. Oh, I forgot one of the things I wanted to share about the trip. Saturday night, we went to the liquor store and we restocked his brother and sister. His sister and brother-in-law weren't at the house. They were actually on vacation in Hawaii because we had changed our schedule so many times. We happened to land on their vacation time. So we had their little house to ourselves. And so he wanted to restock their liquor cabinet a little bit for them, as well as get some cocktails for himself. So we went to the liquor store and he got some tequila and Irish whiskey, and we went back to the house Saturday night. And I had a tiny sip. I mean, literally like one drop of tequila. I just wanted to taste it, and I gotta say it tasted pretty good. But I didn't feel like drinking. It didn't you know, make me wish I could or want to, you know, I had no desire to lose my sobriety or anything like that. I just wanted to taste it and have that burn and see what that flavor was like. And I enjoyed it. Had a little sip while he had multiple drinks. But more what I wanted to share was that he went ahead and had his cocktails, and we just hung out as if it was like two old boys sitting around a bottle drinking and talking, only I wasn't drinking. And I loved it. I just loved that. I loved that it didn't change the dynamic. I loved that, you know, he wouldn't pressure me or anything like that, but it didn't seem to change his experience. He just went right ahead and did his thing, and we hung out as if, you know, we were right there the same. And he had quite a few drinks, and he ended up, you know, telling me all kinds of stories, and I listened, and we stayed up late. I mean, I was ready for bed, but I just sat there with him, and we actually ended up playing guitar together, which is cool. He's just learning, and I've been playing my whole life and don't really play much anymore. And I really enjoyed it, you guys. It was really cool. All of my concerns about, oh, I don't drink, will we still be, you know, able to hang out? And all that stuff, it just went out the window. I just got over all of it and got through it on this trip and really, you know, recognized that none of that stuff matters. What matters is being healthy and positive and well and able to be there and be present in the moment and enjoy that moment, you know, as it is with my friend. It was so great. Excuse me. So, at any rate, Sunday night came home, and it was a long trip, and I came home, and I was super sick, you guys. I was feverish. And then I actually didn't sleep. It was awful. I was in that state where you're kind of too exhausted to sleep, and my fever was, I was sweating, and I was freezing, and it was pretty bad. So I woke up yesterday, Monday morning, and I actually did. I went into work just to check in because I was concerned about the status of everything. But I checked on everyone, lined some people out, and figured out what was going on. And then I came back home and I napped and I caught up on some stuff and got rested up and went to bed last night and slept a lot better and didn't, a little bit of fever, sweat, and that, but feeling a lot better, and woke up this morning feeling a lot better. And excuse me. And I did go to work today. But I didn't go in terribly early. We're in transition because we sort of finished that boat I've been working on, and it's been moved now. It's down at the water. So I was down there in the boatyard today. It's a gorgeous day. We finally are getting warm. I think it's 60 outside. And so I had a lovely day down there. But we pretty much are wrapping that one up. And the other boat, I did run out to the shop and lined out some of the guys with getting me lined out tomorrow. So anyways, the point of all this jabber is that I'm home early because there wasn't much to do to finish this one, and it's sort of the break before we start this next one tomorrow. So that feels really good to have. We're still ahead of the game. They still have a lot of work to do on that boat that's down in the water now, but electrically it's pretty well there. So that felt great. I am sick. I wasn't feeling that great working, and I worked through it, but I came home and you can hear me snuffling along here. And it's kind of swallowing, and it's kind of, you know, as the day progresses, I am sort of deteriorating a bit, and that's fine. I'm going to rest up here for the rest of the day and go back in there tomorrow and see if I can get back on top of my game. So I've been skipping workouts these last couple days because I'm sick and resting, and I honestly, I feel a little bit off. My schedule's all a mess and I'm not working out, and I haven't been checking in online with on Twitter because I didn't have access to the internet all weekend, and I haven't been doing my blog posts or anything like that, so I feel a little discombobulated, but I'm going to try and put myself back together this afternoon. Maybe I'll do some yoga and get myself sort of grounded and back into my routine. I'm going to try and get up again at 4 tomorrow morning and get back on the train and work out before work and all that. So we will see how that goes. I'm feeling well enough to start that process, but yeah, so I came home. I ate a few patties on the drive home in a fairly local spot. That was cool, to start to expand a little more that way as well. And now I'm just back to my burgers and I had a Chuck steak last night. So, not much to share there, but yeah, other than just this little bit under the weather, my, you know, intestinal, everything is going great. I feel really good. I don't have any sort of thinking I might come home from this weekend and then sort of break down from eating, you know, stuff off of different grills and whatever, but it doesn't seem to be the case. Hard to say, but my joints all feel good, which is usually one of my telltale signs. Although my knee is a little sore now that I'm talking about it. Maybe I'm getting a little inflammation from the weekend. We'll see. I don't know. But for the most part, whatever, even if it's something, you know, that comes up, it's minor. And yeah, just great for me, you guys. Really good. So yeah, I wanted to share that, give you guys some, hopefully some confidence if you're still in the early stages and just working on getting yourselves out of the house and seeing what's out there to eat and traveling and social aspects. You know, those things are all anxiety causing for me, have been, especially because I spent a year so trapped and so feeling like I couldn't share anything. And yeah, so really stoked, you guys. Very thankful as always. So I think that's enough for now. I'll cut this one short. This will just be a quick little one and get us caught up, and we can pick up where we left off next weekend. And hopefully I have some more to share, some more insights. Yeah, that's good. Okay, so as always, you guys, thank you so much for watching and listening. Thanks for all your support. It's continuing to mean a lot to me, and I'm going to keep doing this. So I should have about one more month of this this real busy schedule. And it's busy. It's too much. I mean, I have just about zero time for the little details of life right now, and I'm not enjoying that. I am really ready to get back to being around here. I need to get grass seed down and do some watering and, you know, fences and all that stuff, but it can wait, because this opportunity is in front of me and I'm going to make the best of it and make the most of it. So maybe about one more month. I know that they're anxious to get me out of there. So I'm going to make hay while the sun shines. So once I get through this, I'll try and keep these going every week. Once I get through this, I promise I'll do some more fun stuff and show you guys a little bit more about my life. But for now, I'll keep journaling, and I appreciate that you guys keep watching and commenting, and I hope you guys are all feeling as good as I am or on your way. And let's continue to share what we are learning and see if we can help people. So looks like I gotta go wrangle some chickens or something like that. So all right, you guys, have a great rest of your week, and I will see you really soon. And thanks for watching. See you next time.